Friends, our subject is materials and equipment management in healthcare organizations. So let us make a beginning. Chapter 1, importance of materials management in a healthcare setup. Very, very important department, materials management department. The main aim of a healthcare setup or a hospital is that patients should not suffer at all. Like in industrial organization, customer should not suffer at all. So here, patients are the customers. So patients should not suffer at all due to inefficient management and due to shortage of any materials, including life-saving drugs. As such, materials and equipment management is a very important part, especially of a healthcare setup. The word of mouth of patients, the word of mouth of their relatives, the word of mouth of their friends, also word of mouth of the doctors and the healthcare staff creates the reputation of the organization continuously. If its functioning is efficient, the reputation improves continuously. Materials management department plays a very significant role in the unhindered and proficient function of the healthcare setup because it is in direct contact with the operator departments. Who are the operator departments? Operation theaters, wards, specialty clinics, various units, refraction departments, registration department, admission department, etc. The resourceful functioning of these departments, operator departments, depends mostly upon how best the materials are provided by stores department to them. With the escalating cost of supplies and the severe competition among the healthcare providers, the pressure on materials managers to operate more cost efficiently without compromising the high patient care, without compromising the patient's life, without compromising the patient's safety. This is a high standard. This we cannot compromise. So without compromising the high patient care standards has significantly increased. Now, this is the materials department, which is divided functionally into the purchase department and the stores department for effective coordination. The organization chart of the materials department is as follows. Materials department has on one side purchase department, on other side stores. Under stores, there is main store, there is operation theater store, OT store, laboratory store, cath lab store, food and beverage store, printing and stationery store, linen store. All this, food and beverage store is dietary store. So all these stores are under stores department. So one branch is purchase and other branch is stores. The process of purchasing is a major task in the supply cycle. It is necessary to procure the required materials of the right quality because on quality we cannot compromise. Because the matter is patient care, the matter is of patient's life. So quality has to be the top priority. Right quality, then at the right valuation, because it cannot be very costly also. From the right source, at the right time, right place, in the most cost-effective method, and issue them to the operator departments. This is the process of purchasing. Hence, it is necessary to choose the sources of supply properly, to settle the terms of purchase, to allocate the purchase order, of course, to follow up the progress with the suppliers, to maintain the relationship with the suppliers, to make timely payments to them, to assess the suppliers with respect to quality, regularity of the delivery supplies, price of the supplies, and above all, loyalty with the organization. It is also necessary to have some suppliers who can give urgent door delivery of any critical material on 24/7 basis. All this is necessary. Now, the stores. The main role of the stores of a hospital is to maintain an uninterrupted supply of materials to the operator departments so that smooth and efficient operation of the hospital is never affected. So, to achieve the success of this task, what stores has to do? Storage and preservation of the materials is equally important activity. Efficient store systems, because we have to retrieve the materials at the right time to the right patient. The materials in the stores need to be taken care of. Otherwise, these materials may get damaged due to rust, due to moisture, due to heat, due to bugs, pests, rats, rodents, etc. So, care is a very important word here. The store's manager must ensure that precise stock status reports are always available. Appropriate detection of discrepancies is made. Rapid clearance of goods inward notes is ensured to expedite bill payment. Now, I will come to the most important function, and that is pharmacy. We have a separate chapter about pharmacy in the hospital. But here, I will mention two important things about pharmacy. Near expiry drugs refer to drugs the efficacy of which is about to lapse within 3 months from the expiry date printed on the label by its manufacturer. It is necessary to have a standard operating procedure for the exchange of medicines which are about to expire with the supplier. Now, expired medical products whose expiry date is over, they can be less effective or risky due to a change in chemical composition or decrease in strength. Certain expired medications are at risk of bacterial growth, and subpotent antibiotics can fail to treat infections, leading to more serious illnesses and antibiotic resistance also. Most expired medicines become less efficacious and few may be even toxic. But the defective disposal of them poses serious threat to the public health. Standard operating procedures for good disposal practice of expired medicines has to be developed and made available to all concerned, stating from retailers to manufacturers and the regulating authorities also. Now, next is very important thing, inventory control. Inventory control can impact facility operating costs, staff comfort, productivity, peace of mind of all the people, patients' overall impression of a facility. Well-managed and well-executed inventory control of everything from scrubs to bed to linens, to hospital curtains. It is a vital element of a positively received and operating healthcare organization. An efficient inventory control program can inform you when you have an anticipated shortage of certain pharmaceuticals and when you will need to dispose of expiring drugs. Then, an efficient inventory control program can track your surgical equipment, medical devices, and other assets efficiently also. An efficient inventory control program can ensure that things such as scrubs to bed linens to hospital curtains are available duly laundered. An efficient inventory control program can reduce costs on unneeded items. An efficient control of inventory program can help prevent the speed of infection, the spread of infection. Then, an efficient inventory control program can keep staff focused on what matters most. What matters most? Their patients, their patient care, their patient's life. Most important. So, some tips for hospital inventory management include: implement a hospital supply management system, computerized system. Adopting automated inventory management system. This we are going to discuss separately in a separate chapter, because this chapter is just introduction of all these chapters. Then, using asset tags for efficient checkout and check-in of medical instruments. Hospitals that take steps along these lines will improve staff efficiency, reduce inventory, reduce supply costs, and improve the bottom line. Some important tips for success of a materials manager. We have to see that the materials manager becomes very successful, because if he is successful, then it is the proficiency of the hospital. Then it is the impression of the patients, impression of the patients' relatives and friends about the healthcare organization. So we have to see that our materials manager is successful. So what are the tips for it? The material manager has to always operate the materials management program with lots of inputs from the real working staff. Who are they? Doctors, nursing staff. So, the materials manager must conduct weekly meetings with the staff, that is doctors and nursing staff, to understand their views and opinions about the quality and quantity of the materials. That is the first thing. Then, the critical materials must be accessible to the staff at the right place, at the right time. We have said it already. Materials management staff must help the doctors and nursing staff on 24/7 basis for achieving this target. It is necessary for the materials manager to evaluate the true cost of inventory. What is true cost of inventory? In the last chapter, we are going to discuss this, but here I want to say, true cost of inventory is not only the price of the drugs, not only the price of the items, but the materials manager should take into account not only the price of the item, but also the transport cost, inventory carrying cost, that is storage cost and all these costs, loss due to obsolescence, loss due to expiry of the drugs, loss due to expiry of the materials. All this is also very important. In case of a hospital, teamwork and interpersonal relations play a very important role. Interpersonal fights, quarrels cannot happen in front of patients. Not that it cannot happen anywhere, because it creates a very bad impression on that organization. So, interpersonal relations and teamwork is very important there. All the processes in the hospital should be team-focused, should be patient-focused. All that is very important. Interpersonal relations between staff members, patients, and their relatives, friends, is also equally important. The staff members should help the patients to get the required drugs and any other critical materials. Like in Corona time, we have seen many drugs were in shortage and patients were running around, patients' relatives were running around. That should not happen. The staff members should help the patients and should help the patients' relatives to get the required drugs and any other critical materials in the event of shortage in the outside medical stores. This is very important. We cannot make the patients worry about their life. We cannot make patients' relatives to worry about the shortage of the drugs. So, interpersonal relations between staff members and patients and their relatives, friends, is very, very important. Thank you.